Welcome to again for another session of Soul Healing Journeying, and we're recording live from the Bronx, the South Bronx in New York. And before we start the journey, I invite you to find either a spot in the ceiling and just concentrate on it really hard. And one way to know that you are concentrating is whatever you're looking at will start fading on you. And if it's not fading on you, just continue staring. And if it's fading on you, you might be able to see what's behind it. You might be able to see the building next door or the sky. Maybe there's a plane flying up above. And if it's not fading, or if you can't see anything, that's perfect too. Just continue staring. And as you do that, your eyes getting heavier and heavier. And whenever you're ready, you can just close your eyes and relax. And I invite you to take a deep breath, and slowly, as you let go of the air, send relaxation. Down to your head, your eyebrow, your eyes, your face muscles. On the next deep breath, as you let go of the air, slowly send relaxation to your arms, and your shoulder and your neck. On the next deep breath, as you let go of the air, continue sending relaxation to your chest until you reach your stomach. We're going to take the final deep breath, and as you let go of the air, continue sending relaxation all the way until you reach your toes. And this is the moment, if you're not feeling comfortable, you're welcome to adjust your body to make sure you're comfortable. And before we start the journey, I would like to talk about the two commitments of the journey. And the first commitment is that this is a healing and love journey, and everything you experience in this journey should be interpreted from that energy. And the second commitment is that we will go down the step together, and when I say the journey is complete, we will go up the steps together. So before we start the journey, I invite you to hyper jump to your house or your apartment and pack a backpack or a small suitcase for the journey. Do it quick and notice what you're putting in the suitcase. When you're done, we are going to meet in the park by the water fountain, and the park might look familiar or not, and it doesn't matter. And it's a beautiful day, and the sun is shining, and there might be people in the park. You can notice the trees and the flowers. There might be animals or butterflies and birds in the park. And it's a beautiful day, and we're going to walk in the park. And at some point, we get into an area in the park that there is an opening, and 10 steps going down. And next to every step, there is a door. We shall go down very slowly down the steps. And as we go down, we might open some of the doors. And I invite you to take the first step down. And as you go down, you're going deeper and deeper. The deeper you go, the better you feel. On the next step, as we go down, we will open the door, and behind this door, when you open it, you're going to find yourself in a safe space. And a safe space is a place or anything in your past that you felt safe there. It could be a house, a garden, a park, a beach, a boat, a hotel, someone's arms, a bedroom. And if you're having a difficult time finding a safe space, use this room as your safe space. Be present to your safe space, knowing that any time during the journey, if you choose not to participate for any reason, you are welcome to hyperjump to your safe space and wait there until we are complete with the journey. And I will call you to join us to come up on the steps. Head back to the steps and close the door behind you. And I invite you to take another step down. And as you go down, you're going deeper and deeper. The deeper you go, the better you feel. On the next step, as we go down, you're going to find yourself opening the door. And you will find yourself in a beautiful flower garden where all the flowers you know and don't know exist. And we are looking for a flower that represents for you healing and love. Find that flower, pay attention to the detail of the flower, and find a way to take the powder of this flower with you for the journey. We will need the powder later during the journey. Put it in a pouch or a little box and take it with you. When you're done, walk around the flower garden and find a place where you can plant something. Stand in that area and start generating the energy of love in your body. Notice where in your body it's being generated, and generate a lot of it to cover yourself with the energy of love. Take some of that energy and plant it in the ground. We shall be back later to see what's growing there. Head back to the steps and close the door behind you. And take another step down, and as you go down, you're going deeper and deeper. on the next step. As we go down, we're going to open the door and you're going to find yourself in a beautiful forest where all the birds you know and don't know exist. And we're going to try to choose a bird for the journey. And there's two ways to do it. The first way is you can walk around and choose any bird you like. Or you can walk around and have the bird choose you. However you do it is perfect. And if the bird is not familiar, pay attention to the details of the bird. Play with the bird. Learn its way. Download everything you need to download from the bird. Say thank you to the bird and head back to the steps and close the door behind you. We shall use the bird later in the journey. And close the door if you haven't done so, and take another step down. And as you go down, you're going deeper and deeper. The deeper you go, the better you feel. The better you feel, the deeper you go. On the next step, as you go down, we will open the door and you're going to find yourself in the Amazons in Brazil. And we are walking on a path towards the local village, and it's safe there. For some of you, as you walk, the flower will try to communicate with you. Those are special healing flowers. If they do so, pay attention to the detail of the flower. At the end of the trail, you will find the local village, and we are looking for the medicine man or woman of this village. And you will notice that they have a cabin or a tent covered with feathers. When you find them, ask them to prepare medicine for you or your loved ones. also let them know that you would like to know the ingredients they will be using for the medicine. And we shall be back later to pick up the medicine and the ingredients. Head back to the steps. And take another step down and make sure you close the door behind you. On the next step, as you go down, we're going to open the door, and behind that door you're going to find yourself in a picture-perfect village where the artists of this town are spread all over the streets. Walk around, find an artist that you like. Give them something that belongs to you and ask them to make a piece of art from it. We shall be back later to see what he or she created for you. Head back to the steps. Close the door behind you. And take the last step down. And there is a bench right at the end of the steps. You're welcome to go and have a seat and wait for all the group. Ahead of you, you're going to see a mountain with a forest, and we will be hiking to the top of the mountain. For some of you, someone is already waiting to hike with you. For some of you, someone will join you as you hike. And some of you will hike alone. However you do it is perfect. Enjoy nature and engage in healing and loving conversations. And I will meet you all at the top of the mountain. By now we should all start gathering at the top of the mountain. So when you get to the top of the mountain, find a place where you can lie down. And let the sun warm your body. And as your body gets warmer, you start using the sun ray to levitate towards the sun. And as your body slowly starting to rise up, notice if there is any area in your body that is significantly warmer than others, and it doesn't matter. And let the sun ray provide you with the special energy of healing. As you levitate towards the sun, and while are you in mid-air, you're starting the conversion into a bird, notice if you are the same bird you chose before, and it doesn't matter, and whenever you're ready, if not, if you haven't done so, you're welcome to start flying. Be present to the view. Be present to the freedom of being a bird. I invite you to be playful, fly all the way up and all the way down, play with the wind, you can fly all the way to the clouds too if you would like to. And I invite you to start flying up really high. And we are going to fly above the clouds. And there are 7 layers of clouds. And as you cross the first layer, you'll notice the fogginess of the clouds and the mist in the air. Keep flying and continue to the second layer. And continue to the third layer of clouds and just cross it. And I invite you to go and play above the clouds. And as you fly above the clouds, notice if there is someone that you know waiting for you on the clouds, wanting to have a conversation with you. If you see someone, you're welcome to land on the cloud and engage in the healing and loving conversation that you need. If no one is there for you, just keep flying and enjoy. You're welcome to see what's above the seventh layer of clouds. From the clouds, we're going to continue flying. This time, start heading down. And I invite you to find a place around the world that represents healing and love for you. Maybe a place of meditation, or a place of prayers, a place that is meaningful for you. And find yourself flying there. And if you need to speed up, just speed up your flight. And go to that place and find a place where you can sit and meditate. And create an energetic connection to the ground and the universe. And the first thing you want to notice as you are connected to the Universal Library, if there is any spiritual upgrade waiting for you to be downloaded. Notice if something is being sent to you. When you're done, if there's any experiences, files, events that you would like to store away from your body at the Universal Library, you're welcome to do so. Notice which files you're sending for storage. When you're done, this is the time to invite your guardian angels or any energetic force that supports you. And this is the time to send all your questions and request visions and guidance for everything you're dealing with. Request visions and answers and guidance. right now, we should start disconnecting the energetic connections. And I invite you to walk around. And if this is a place where you can pray or speak your heart, go ahead and do so. And put your prayers and wishes into the universe. When you're done, head outside and find a place to lie down, and again let the sun warm your body. And as your body gets warmer, you're starting to levitate towards the sun. Notice if there's any areas of your body that requires more heat than others, and provide those areas with the nurturing and love and healing that they need. And in mid-air, we're starting the conversion into a bird. Notice if you are the same bird you chose before, and it doesn't matter. And we're heading towards the ocean. Speed up your flying. And as soon as you get to the ocean, I invite you to fly really fast towards the ocean and dive into the ocean. And when you impact with the ocean, you will convert into a mammal or anything that can swim deep into the ocean. Notice what you have become. And start swimming down deep into the ocean. And it's safe there. Notice if you have any companionship that swims together with you. And when you get to the bottom of the ocean, you'll notice thousands of bottles with messages inside them. And there is one bottle that has a message for you. You will be able to distinguish this bottle from the rest of them. The bottle might have a special light that will communicate with you. And if you're having difficulty finding the bottle, request the bottle to rise up. Open the bottle and be present to the message that is being sent to you. you can take it with you. Start swimming towards the top. Gain some speed. And as you jump out of the water, you're converting back into a bird and continue your flight. This time, as we fly above the ocean is going to become like a big screen TV, and scenes from your life that requires healing will be playing on the ocean as you fly above it. And we have the healing powder from the flower that we took before. Take that powder and spray it above as you fly above those scenes. And notice how the background of those pictures changes to the color of the healing flower. You might have more than one scene, and you should have enough powder for everything that you need. When you're done, head to the top of the mountain where we came from. When you land, convert yourself back to human and start walking down the trail. And at some point, as you walk down, you're going to find yourself in a playground. And the playground might look familiar or not, and it doesn't matter. And ahead of you, you're going to see a swing set. And for some of you, someone will be waiting to play with you. Go ahead and play with a swing. If someone is there, engage in healing and loving conversation with them. And as you swing, bring the energy of childlike into your space, noticing how you can bring fun and joy into your life. Just like we did when we were children. And look behind you and notice who is pushing the swing and say thank you. And from the playground, we're going to head towards the steps where we came from. And when you get to the bench and ready to start the journey up, and I invite you to take the first step up. And as you go up, look behind you, knowing that anytime you want to visit this world, it's available for you. I invite you to take another step up. This time, we're going to open the door and go check on the artist, what he or she created for you. Be present to what they created and pay attention to the details. If you can, you're welcome to take that piece of art with you. Say thank you and head back to the steps. And take another step up. And slowly rising up, being present, to the commitment of the journey, that everything you experience in this journey should be interpreted with the energy of healing and love. Being present, that your soul and your body already experienced the energy of healing and love, and you're coming back. Different, with a lot of experiences of healing. And I invite you to take another step up. This time we're going to open the door and quickly run the trail to in the Amazons to check on the medicine men or women. Make sure to get the recipe and the ingredients they used for the medicine they made for you or your loved ones. If the medicine is for you, you're welcome to take it. If it is for your loved ones, invite them to come and take the medicine. And make sure you have the recipe so you can later, at home, make the medicine again. Say thank you to the medicine man or woman and head back to the steps. Close the door behind you and take another step up. This time being present to who you are. Is the energy of love, and who you are is whole, perfect, and complete, just the way you are. On the next step, as we go up, I invite you to open the door, and you're going to find yourself in a flower garden. Walk to the place where you planted the energy of love and notice what's growing there. If you can, you're welcome to take some of it with you. Head back to the steps and close the door behind you. On the next step, as you go up, you're being present to slowly rising up and starting to feel where you're lying down. On the next step, I invite you to open the door, and you're going to find yourself in your house, in your bedroom, unpacking the suitcase or the backpack you brought for the journey. And as you unpack it, notice if anything entered your backpack without your knowledge or permission. Be present to it. And head back to the steps and close the door behind you. On the next step, as we go up, you're slowly starting to rise up, being present to your body and starting to send the energy of love in your body. And as it flows in your body, you feel the need to stretch your arms. Brings a smile into your face. And you can wiggle the toes. And on the next step, as you go up, I invite you to present yourself in the room. And present yourself to everything you have received from this journey. Welcome back, everybody. Take your time. Thank you so much for joining me for another session of Soul Healing Journeying. It was a pleasure taking you with me on this journey. You're welcome to check my other meditations. They're all posted on my podcast. And I hope to see you again on my other journeys that I create. Thank you so much.